putting our best foot forward. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn on vacay this week. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden at the studio in our control room in Washington. I'm at the site of the big earthquake yesterday. And guess what? Everything still works. Hooray! Hooray, hooray.
Anything get broken where you are?
A couple of pictures came off the wall. Some glasses came out of the cupboard. Nope, nothing.
Rattled a few nuts loose in his head.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Couple of screws.
What's that song? Chuck Berry song about nuts and rattling and stuff, isn't there?
Shake, rattle, and roll.
That's Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Thank you actually for clarifying that. The first look for many of you, or the first listen to what's going on, the Crimea vote, and the people in Russia laughing at Obama because of. I mean, actually, Kenny, can you go to Twitter and give us a little bit of a trail there? There's some interesting things at Twitter. And by the way, you can reach us, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, the essence of social media. We, again, tend to think of everything in an insular way. That is, okay, so the Internet is here to serve us in America and maybe all in the West. Well, they have the Internet in China, and they have it in Russia. They have it everywhere. And more people are using it in English. It would be fascinating to try to follow a tweet in Russian, wouldn't it? I mean, they got to be doing the same thing, at whatever the Russian, or do they, what's the symbol for at?
Apparently one of the guys who we've put restrictions on, travel restrictions,
right,
to the to Europe and the U.S., mm-hmm, tweeted yesterday, oh, the U.S. has finally given me the attention that I've always deserved. Yeah. Apparently he doesn't really care whether he's not allowed to come here.
President Putin says Western sanctions against Russian officials provoke irony and sarcasm.
It's sarcasm because, okay, you're not allowed to come to the U.K. or to the United States.
And you're going to be bumped out of the G8.
And they're like,
Russia's been suspended from the G8, yep.
And they've frozen the assets of the people responsible for Muslim. So they've picked like 50 people, mm-hmm, and they said, we're going to freeze your assets. I got news for you. They've been warning that we're going to freeze your assets for 3 weeks. What do you think these guys have been doing the last 3 weeks?
Taking all their assets and putting them someplace else.
Thank you.
Any brains. Da 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 da. All right, so Kenny, what do we have that we can trace back to the Ruskies?
The only thing I've been able to find is this guy, Dmitry Rogozin.
Mm-hmm,
I guess the deputy prime minister,
yep,
and the buddy of Steven Seagal's, who he's been, and there's a lot of different languages, so I don't know. He says, I think some prankster prepared the draft of this act for the U.S. president. And he says similar things to the Canadian prime minister and to
But all
France.
On Twitter, right?
Yeah, and all on Twitter. And in a couple other languages. That I don't recognize. I could probably get them translated, but mm-hmm, it's the same kind of thing. That's the only thing that I've seen.
The only thing that has any merit. It's pretty funny, actually, though, using social media. By the way,
hey, Ken, does Twitter translate for you like Facebook does now? My wife being Spanish, a lot of her friends will post things on our stuff in Spanish, and if I don't understand it, there's a little like light gray thing underneath that says translate this into English.
Twitter doesn't seem to have that yet.
Huh. Wouldn't that be interesting? Think about how that could bring, you know, when you have all this stuff going on around
together.
The world.
Yeah. Brings the world together.
I mean, right now there's a lot of stuff that flies through on Twitter that you don't understand, but mm-hmm, if there were just like a little translate button, boom.
Yeah. All right. Pierre, by the way, is here. The French have been they've been more outspoken, Pierre. I wonder what your thought is. The G8 summit, the G8 group of nations. The French have been more outspoken than the Americans.
Russians. We have no stick than you do, you stupid Americans.
How's that? What do you have?
You buy all of your oil from all of this countries over there where the beaches are with the sand. We buy from the Ruskies. And we need to keep the oil flowing. And we have much more control. We know how to negotiate with those people. You do not, because you're a stupid American.
Oh, there it is. In a nutshell, folks. That's it from our French foreign correspondent, Pierre. It's a 12 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A Utah man has been indicted on federal charges of stealing a fossilized dinosaur footprint.
They stole the footprint.
How do you steal a dinosaur footprint?
U.S. Attorney's Office in Salt Lake City announces that A grand jury returned the indictment against 35-year-old Jared Ethers of Moab, Utah, facing 20 years in the slammer. Very serious counts against him. Authorities say that the three-toed ancient track was pried last month from the sandstone on the trail in the Sands Flat Recreation Area near Moab. So he cut out the dinosaur footprint and brought it home with him.
Cut it out from the ground.
From the ground.
Wow.
Right. Big time stuff.
I mean, how did they know this?
I guess they
knew there was a footprint.
I mean,
then they knew there wasn't a footprint and knew somebody stole it, and then they found the dinosaur footprint.
Gone tomorrow. 190 million year old dinosaur footprint stolen by this cur, Jared Ellers.
This cur.
He's a bad guy. Yesterday we talked a little about this, and it got some just repercussive. Reworking at Doug Steffen, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Did you actually talk about the 5-second rule? Did I hear you correctly? Asks somebody named Sherry. Actually made reference to the 5-second rule. Yeah, actually, I think we had something on the web, didn't we, Kenny?
Yeah, the 5-second rule actually works.
Right. Yeah. Yes. New research suggests there is some truth to the 5-second rule. Which, for those of you who don't know, this is the belief that food is safe to eat if you get it off the floor in 5 seconds. Once you've dropped it there, the rate of bacteria transfer in food items dropped on the floor and picked up within 3 to 30 seconds may mean, in that time period, that it's safe, it's okay. It's after it's been there longer, the bacteria finds its way to the food. I think this is all nonsense. It doesn't make a difference how long it's there. Either going to get it or not on a piece of food.
What about
the dog eats off the floor and the cat eats off the floor? Why can't you eat off the floor?
We used to kiss it up to God. We drop something, we pick it up, and we kiss it up to God, remember?
Mm. Let me tell you something. The 5-second rule definitely works in my house, because after 6 seconds, the dogs are all over the food.
Right. All right. And it's all kinds of food. They tasted, tested toast, cookies, sticky candies, pasta, and the results were all the same. But the sticky foods were a little more likely to pick up bacteria than the dry foods. But all of them didn't have that much bacteria up until 30 seconds. And by the way, here's another argument for not having any carpets, wall-to-wall carpets in your home.
Before you move on to that, think about the 5-second rule. You drop something on the ground, and you pick it up, and it's got the germs on it, the bacteria, and you're like, ew.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
But think about this. You just touched your cell phone, which is one of the dirtiest things you ever. A dollar bill in your wallet, credit card, which you hand to 15 people a day.
Right.
And then you touch that piece of pizza or that potato chip or that cookie or your keyboard.
Yeah, it's all nonsense. It's all big hype.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
It's big.
You've got so many germs, you cannot stop it.
Here's the thing that is the people doing the study suggested that carpets are more dangerous than floors because all the stuff hides in the weaving of the carpet. So that's another argument not to have wall-to-wall carpet in your house.
Carpet's disgusting.
It really is disgusting. Yeah. Carpeting is disgusting. Wall-to-wall. Ugh. All right. So we've taken care of that. Heart Factors Plus now in the focus on the Good Day program. To every person listening to this program right now, are you ready to improve your life, ready to improve your body, ready to make that body of yours a powerhouse? Your heart is the strongest and biggest muscle other than the glutes. I guess the glutes probably your biggest muscle, right? Second biggest muscle. Most important muscle, though, is the heart. Heart Factors Plus will keep your blood pressure where it is or help you restore your blood pressure to a healthy level. If you get at it early enough, people in their 40s who still have like an average 120 over 80, if it's there, you want to keep it there. And that's what Heart Factors Plus does, along with lots of other things. An astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all-natural ingredients which improve your blood flow into the heart, the head, the muscles all around your body, increased circulation. Healthy blood pressure levels are a matter of fact with Heart Factors Plus. Imagine better doctor visits and enhancement to your life and your power. It's 800-577-8560 to realize all these benefits by using Heart Factors Plus. 800 877-8560. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. But these people aren't going to spend. They spent tons of money developing this, and they didn't develop something as bad. They don't want to give you your money back. They want you to use the product and enjoy. So call now, 800-577-8560. Enjoy normal blood pressure for the rest of your life. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen. You'll receive a free bottle of a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying out Heart Factors Plus. Do it now while you're thinking about it and maintain that wonderful, healthy blood pressure level that you want. 800-577-8560.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
You're in the military, and that means you can do 100 more push-ups than we can. So for that, and everything else you do 100 times better, enjoy a $100 credit when you activate a new qualified line of service available on the AT&T Mobile Share Value Plan. To learn more, go to att.com/military savings.
Credit offer ends March 31st, 2014. Activate new qualified wireless line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Visit att.com/100credit for full requirements. Eligibility requirements and other charges and restrictions apply.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Mick Jagger in the news today. In the news yesterday. Did he hang around with some starlet? Is he in trouble?
I think you should use the word hang.
Is he going to go broke? What's his problem? We'll find out later on this hour today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Please. So, next step is good day. Richie, Kenny, Roberta, sad for a moment or two as we think about Mick Jagger's girlfriend. I suppose now she could be considered an ex-girlfriend under the circumstances.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's, or Mick will be missing her for sure.
He'll be missing her. All right.
So apparently she committed suicide. She's a very famous fashion designer. I mean, she had her fashions worn by all sorts of A-listers like Sarah Jessica Parker, Angelina Jolie. Even Michelle Obama wore her fashions. In fact, when Mick was at the White House in 2012, he noticed that Michelle was wearing one of his girlfriends, Loren Scott's fashions. And they found her yesterday. And this is what really confuses me. Hanging from a scarf on a doorknob. She apparently hanged herself.
You really have
from
to want to.
A doorknob.
How do you do that? You got to be short to the ground.
Bizarre, right? You would think that, like, you know, natural instincts would kick in at some point, but. Apparently, she was only not even 50 from...
How do people get to be that upset with themselves
and
their life?
Mick is on tour with the band. Their 50th anniversary tour is in Australia. And in fact, she designed the costumes for the tour.
Something doesn't add up here.
You know, she called her assistant, texted her, actually, and said, why don't you come on over? Basically so that she would find her. How do you do that to somebody?
Right?
How do you change somebody else's life like that forever?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you don't
no.
think about it. It's such an act of selfishness.
Yeah, very selfish. Very selfish. 25 past the hour. Okay, let's get to the brighter things. A couple of our videos of the day this week, since we only have 2 weeks. I'm sorry, 2 days into the week. We could probably cover them both here, Richie. The first one focuses on some things that have happened over the last couple of months. A lot of videos of people singing Let It Go from Frozen. So the video that we are focusing on first here is actually today's video at DougStefan.com. Brian Hull sings an amazing variety of Disney impersonations as he sings Frozen. Some of the characters in the Pirates of the Caribbean, the Lion King, Winnie the Pooh, Beauty and the Beast, Mickey and Minnie. So you see the video of the day. It's very clever, very colorfully done. But here's some of the audio from our video of the day at DougStefan.com.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen. Wait, what? The wind is howling like the swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
Don't let them in, don't let them see.
You have children, Richie. This means more to you.
Well, basically, you might not recognize all of the characters, but they show the character whose voice he's doing as he's singing it.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, that's why you need
very cute.
Actually see the video. All right, yesterday's video is from Los Alamitos High School here in California, where the teachers stole a bit from Jimmy Kimmel to try to teach their students that you need to be careful about what you post online because you never know who's going to be reading it. In this case, the teachers read mean tweets about themselves posted by the students. Listen to this.
Ooh.
Mr. Bennett would look like Professor X if he shaved his head. Hashtag X-Men Origins.
I hope Mr. Quartermarsh asks me to prom. Hashtag so hot. Sorry, Mr. Hart, I'm already taken.
Why is Mr. Jones so obsessed with pickles? Hashtag childhood memories.
I thought Mr. Huber was perfect until I saw his bald spot. Hashtag disappointing.
All right, so
Mr.
Anyway.
Albright, the construction teacher, looks this like
is, there is a lesson here.
Stars.
Remember what you're posting and who's going to see it. 28 past the hour.
20.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It's called Book Buzz, and it's right in the front of AARP, the magazine.
We highlight three books that we think will be of interest to our readers, both fiction and nonfiction.
Alan Fallow is a features editor for AARP Media.
We also have a feature called The Book That Changed My Life, where we've been getting famous authors to talk about books that were the most formative in their reading and writing lives.
For author Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, that book was The Wizard of Oz. As a kid, Gilbert loved all the Oz books. She read them by the stove in her family's farmhouse, and they kindled her adventurous spirit. You can read an excerpt of Gilbert's latest novel, The Signature of All Things, on AARP.org, and check out a much longer passage using AARP's new app for computer tablets.
We do that because we know that books have enduring appeal and are of interest to our audience.
To access all these reading options, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy...
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
This is Channel 1 for you, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. By the way, broadcast on Podcast 1 every day. Catch the whole program daily at Podcast 1, PodcastOne.com. It's a wonderful medium. And you can check out what the broadcast news is all about, as it is succinctly defined by those of the members of my staff who are here, full of information and understanding. Round of applause for Roberta and Kenny and Richie. Hooray! Yay! All right, let's get to...
I'll just take checks, thank you.
Checks, yes, good for you.
I don't want to wear your hand out.
Okay, well, let's see. Don't hold your breath. Let's see here what else. The Russians are coming! The Russians... excuse me, I sound like Limbaugh when he runs out of breath, right? The Russians... YouTube took Russia's account offline.
Russia has their own account?
Apparently.
No, it was Russia Today, that cable network.
Oh, the cable network is over here, right?
Yeah, and it's already back up.
Right. Why did they suspend their account? There was no explanation given, but I saw anyway.
They didn't say, and it looks like a glitch. There are a lot of people trying to make more out of this, but this happens on YouTube often, that accounts go down and then come back up. And this was within like an hour.
You know, Ken, you are no fun at all.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you could have made a nice conspiracy.
Right.
YouTube suspends Russia.
Right. We were going to make up some great dirt about YouTube and Russia, and you just ruined everything.
Severe violations of YouTube's policy against spam, gaming, misleading content on the terms of service.
Too many selfies from Vladimir Putin.
Right. Is he?
I think his account should be canceled just for his last name. Putin.
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 Hey, Putin. Can you imagine if he was like a teenager growing up with me in the 80s, you know? Hey, Putin, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, he'd have been in a fight all the time.
He's short. I could have taken him.
China says it has 21 satellites looking for the missing Malaysian jet. 21 satellites.
A lot of good that's done.
Looking for the, well, because they can't, they're not going to find it. Satellites are not going to show you anything. China says it has deployed all these satellites to help. Foreign ministry spokespeople were commenting at their daily news briefing. China says they've begun searching for the missing jet in the parts of its own territory covered by a northern corridor that could have been taken. That's the story here. It's all coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe, perhaps, possibly, blah, 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 blah. Nobody knows where the plane is. It's the most interesting thing that's ever happened in commercial aviation. It is. Think about it. You know, there's no finding the plane.
Poof.
Where's the plane? Poof.
Hanging out with Amelia Earhart.
Right? Well, there are a lot of people that still, more often than not, Richie, the explanation you hear, extraterrestrial activity, gone into a black hole, into some kind of vortex.
This is a big, big, big planet.
Yeah.
That we have, I mean, look at the ocean. We have no idea what 5% of the ocean is like underneath. This thing could hide in millions of places, and we could never find them. Look at Amelia Earhart. They are just now saying that they pop a boo-boo or something like that, some island, that they believe it was, that they found her on. And how long has she been missing?
Long time.
77 years.
Yeah. By the way, did we find Andrea Metcalf? She's not missing anymore, is she?
No.
She'll be here with us in a few minutes.
She will be.
I'll tell you somebody who's going to be missing for 10 years, Kevin Trudeau. Remember him?
How long?
The infomercial king. He's been on this program. I'm proud of him. Well, listen, he had some interesting stories to him. Pretty interesting guy. Very serious and driven and pretty tough, nasty guy from what I've been told. All those late-night TV pictures, buy this book. And all they did was steal material from everybody else. Until it came to the weight loss cure, they don't... All the... Things that, let's see here, what was the title? It was The Weight Loss Cure, Things They Don't Want You to Know. So he gets 10 years in the slammer for writing this book. The judge, this is the maximum sentence, I think, the judge portrayed him as an habitual fraudster going back to his early adulthood. You always thought, when he looked so serious, but he looked so professional, and he made you believe. He used his mother's social security number in his first scam in his 20s.
Wow.
And the judge said he has, quote, steadfastly attempted to cheat others for his own gain for his entire life. He is deceitful to his very core. So.
Pretty strong.
It is pretty strong. Let's see here. What else did he have to say?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming. So. You're not a doctor, correct?
Correct. No health training, not a doctor. I'm a journalist. I'm a medical researcher. And for 25 years, I traveled to over 60 countries, over 5 million miles.
And the next 10 years, I'm going to be spending in prison with Bubba.
He apologized to the judge, saying he'd become a changed man. But he's such a con artist. Who's going to believe that?
Aren't you all?
He said he's become a meditator. He's praying. He's reading a lot of self-help books.
Yeah, but how will we not get killed in prison?
Locked up in the Metro Correctional Center in Chicago. He said, I truly have had a significant reawakening.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens.
If I ever do an infomercial again, I promise... No puffery, no lies. Really?
You know what I've noticed about people, and I don't get this. Mm. We've been seeing this a lot with politicians, be it local or national,
yeah.
Where they get convicted of some crime, or they get embarrassed somehow, and they get run out of office. And they always want to come back to that. So he says, if I ever do an infomercial again, and you see these politicians like the Anthony Wieners and whatnot try to run for office again, why don't you just go do something else?
Yeah.
Why do you have to come back?
Imagine how much good he was. He was that smart. He sold 850,000 copies of this weight loss book, generated $39 million in revenue. The judge agreed with prosecutors the amount of the loss stemming from his deception is more than the money that he made. Let's see here. I'm looking at.
So I'm sorry, I missed this. What's the deception again?
Whatever he said about losing weight in the book was completely false. Didn't work. But more than that.
So wait a minute. If we start convicting people of that.
Just a second. He was convicted in 2004 of the same thing, and he was barred by the judge from running these sort of false ads about these books. But he continued, and infomercials ran 32,000 times between 2004 and 2012. So that's what they grabbed him on. He just didn't pay any attention to him. So how are you? How do you think?
The book, who's to decide that it doesn't work? If he sells 850,000 books, somebody must be doing something right.
Well, he had his supporters in the courtroom. No question about that. There were a lot of people that were there.
Something stinks here.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because when the prosecution gets on to people like that, they really can find all kinds of little things. He had his method of losing weight was basically stolen from everybody else. But again, as you've said, Richie, it's not
who's
any
to decide.
Pure proof that it didn't work.
A few minutes ago, we were talking about that new TV show called The Cosmos about right. You know, space and stars.
Yeah.
And there was a story there about an astrologer back, you know, before Socrates and Galileo and all those guys. And he was put in jail for his theories about what he thought was going on.
Well,
out
Galileo
in space.
Was in jail because right. of his
so,
theories.
Because they figured that they were lies, and he was yeah. spreading lies. Mm-hmm. Once you start putting people in jail for their information that they write in books because you disagree with them or you think that they're not true, man, I don't know. I say let the public determine whether this guy's a thief or not. And he goes,
I don't. You didn't hear me make a judgment on this. I just tell you what the facts are. The guy's going to jail. He sold lots of books, millions of
if
books.
If he had a scam natural running, that's cures. One thing, where he's stealing money from people. But if he's putting information in a book and trying to sell it as a diet, and 850,000 people buy it. No, that's not right. It can't. It's not that money.
Right. Yeah, no, 850,000. That was the number
well,
I just
apparently,
gave you.
He in 2004 he was ordered not to run ads about this book again.
Right.
And despite that, he ran 32,000.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
But still,
since then,
why was he not allowed to run ads about the book? Because they deemed it deceptive information.
I don't see yes. in the latest story about.
No, you're
that,
right.
But
that's what they said. The U.S. Department, the U.S. government chased this guy around until. They got him.
So now when you write a book, you have to hope that the U.S. government doesn't disagree with the yeah. information in your book, mm-hmm. or else you could go to jail.
He may have been a con man.
Or the 55,000 people who filed class action lawsuits against him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's something.
Naturally,
but then
books,
you go to
natural cures, they don't want you to know. Debt cures, they don't want you to know. And the infomercials. He was the biggest... He was the biggest deal when it came to infomercials that the television networks or entities have ever seen. He spent more money, millions and millions and millions of dollars. But he, these judgments that were made against him that you were talking about, Kenny, from the class action lawsuits, he didn't pay them because he said he was broke. But then they brought into court proof that he spent $359 on a couple of haircuts. So I think that may be why he's really going to jail, because he didn't pay back, he didn't pay the judgment amounts that were brought against him in
this,
the civil court.
Yeah, he had this judgment in 2004, and he didn't, not only did he continue to run the ads that was part of the judgment that he couldn't do, but he was fined however many millions, and he didn't pay $1 of it.
No.
But spent money on gym memberships and travel and multiple houses. And
just like Exxon. How is it any different? Why aren't the people that run Exxon in jail? Same thing. They had $6 billion of fines against them. They haven't paid a penny.
But they keep lawyers to keep it in court.
Right. Well, so Kevin didn't use to have the right lawyers.
The Shamwell guy better look out. He's next.
All right, speaking of what's next, Andrea Metcalf is here to help us out physically speaking. Just a few moments on Good Day.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Let's get physical. Andrea Metcalf is here to help you work through whatever routine either you have or you ought to have. She's just back from the International Health Sports Racket Association show. And so the trends, Andrea, for this year in fitness, that would have been, I think, the bottom line of that show in San Diego, right?
Yeah. Bottom line, San Diego is a lot warmer than Chicago.
Yes, that makes it more conducive to exercising, right? Although when it's cold, do you lose more, do you expend more calories if you're exercising in the cold because you're just trying to keep
slightly
warm?
Slightly, but you develop brown fat, which is that insulating fat that's kind of integrated and it's active. It's not like, it's almost like a muscle in the sense that it needs some type of calorie use. So,
right.
So let's talk about those trends in fitness.
The trends for this year, yeah. Let's find out what the trends are.
Well, Zumba's coming on strong again. With 45 million people doing that at least once a week worldwide, they're introducing steps, Zumba steps. The step craze kind of died off over the last 10 years. Choreography started to get too confusing for people who were new. The old people wanted more. So Zumba's revitalizing the step, which I think will be a big trend. The next is adult fitness. I think of it like recess. They have all these new jungle gyms. Life Fitness has one. Octagon is another brand out of the UK. And they look like big jungle gyms made for adults, and they're called functional fitness. Life Fitness, theirs is called Synergy, and they have it inside, and they have outdoor use models, too. So look to start playing a little bit more. I think it's kind of a take on how the CrossFit phase has Craze has really taken on people trying things outside of the norm instead of just lifting traditional weights. And then the third part is virtual fitness, which is like fitness on request and fitness on demand, where you actually either go into a big studio and the screen's up there, and it's like you're doing a giant DVD inside of a classroom with lots of people, or you get the class brought to your house. So your favorite instructor, when they're teaching at 9 a.m., you may be doing it at 9 a.m. in your own basement. And those are really the top three trends of what's going on in fitness for 2014.
So, in essence, virtual fitness, it sounds like to me, at least with that last piece.
Because you know what it is? Is people are bored of going and pushing the weights up and down.
Yeah, very boring.
People are getting, and the fitness world is getting creative now, which is a great thing. Keep people engaged.
That's how they keep people involved. You're right about that. AndreaMetcalf.com. Check out Andrea's fitness tips at AndreaMetcalf.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Theme from The Godfather.
We'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Godfather was the number one movie during 1992.
Wow.
What is it, 42 years ago?
Huh? 42 years ago, this thing.
It sounds almost like Laura's theme from Dr. Zhivago. When you think about it or compare them. All right, so we're going to spend some time with some of the really neat quotes and lines from The Godfather. Plus, Tucker has movie news. Movie moments on Good Day.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Godfather, with so much cultural, episodic, compelling drama.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Think about some of the lines. Chucker, when you think about that, what is, where does it put you in terms of when you, I'm sure you've watched this movie any number of times.
Well, I tell you a couple things about it. It's one of those films, well, part one and part two, which are equally as great as each other. When it comes on television and you start watching for 10 minutes, you wind up watching the whole thing. It doesn't matter how many times you see it. It's just a compelling piece of movie making. Also has one of the great scripts of all time. It has to be one of the most watched.
I don't think you heard that, Richie.
Leave it again.
Am I one of the only people on the planet who have never seen this movie?
Yeah, you would
probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there are a couple of different. What did you, Kenny, say? Wow.
You know, I don't know that I've watched it from the beginning to the end. Really? I've probably seen it 20 times on television, and I'll watch an hour, a half an hour, 20 minutes. But I don't know that I've sat down and watched it from the start to finish completely.
You know, another interesting aspect is Francis Ford Coppola, who arguably made two of the greatest movies ever, which is Part 1 and 2, and also he did Apocalypse Now. But if you can make his comparison to his work to Scorsese, his body of work was not nearly as long-lasting as Scorsese, which has spanned 30 years. Coppola had that amazing run, but it never really continued, which is a mystery, I think.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again, ever.
Or
you get a horse head in your bed.
Does he do the family home movies at my house?
Yeah, I'm sure. Good for you, Roberta. All right, Chucker, movie news. What's going on?
Interesting story after yesterday's earthquake in L.A. Filming currently underway on Universal's San Andreas, a big-budget earthquake movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It will be out summer 2015. This will be the first big Hollywood earthquake film since 1974, in which Charlton Heston and George Kennedy starred in a big movie that made a lot of money at the box office. One other bit of new movie news. According to director James Cameron, the three Avatar sequels will use a new extra 3D process, which will give people who like 3D a new extra version of that technology. I'm not a big fan, and box office tickets prove that 3D is starting to wane at the movies, although Disney's going to release two Pixar films, re-release The Incredibles and Ratatouille in 3D sometime this summer.
Ratatouille?
Yeah.
Rat.
That's a good movie, actually.
Yeah, really. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Chuck Curry here, Movie Man on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.